Welcome to Spill the Tea with Robert
and Melanie, giving you the best advice and tips. This is
Spill the Tea. How are you doing today, Melanie?
I'm doing really, really great, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm doing great now that I get to spill the tea with you.
Yes.
And once again, this show is all about giving advice to those who ask. You guys can tweet us your questions, or if you guys know us personally, ask us either way. But go on Twitter and go to Spill the Tea 899 and ask us questions, and we'll definitely answer them for you on air.
Yes.
And our first question comes from the beautiful Brianna. And she's like, how do you deal with body image in a social media revolved world?
That's a good question. And I don't know if it's different for guys than it is for girls, but I mean, 90% of what you're scrolling through, I'm going to say 95% of what you're scrolling through is like just a bunch of Instagram fit models, you know, showing off their well-sculpted summer bodies in the middle of December while you're over here, you know, wolfing down a plate of delicious Christmas treats. And it's a bit difficult to deal with. I don't know. How is it for you?
It's February. It's not Christmas.
It's always Christmas.
In our hearts. Do you think it's different for men and women or no?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it might be. I feel like guys are definitely more secure. Well, okay, I don't want to say that. But I feel like we as women have to deal with a lot more societal body shaming and like, mm-hmm. you know, competitions with your friends and stuff. I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know what it's like for guys. Like,
honestly, it's not any different. For example, yeah. like I follow a lot of fitness mm-hmm. like pages as well, just to see like different workouts or whatever. Right. And plus you always see like the beautiful male models or whatever with the hot female models.
Yeah.
Especially with the gay culture, honestly too, because when you're looking and we're like, oh, we have to be like that for like men to love others, or not even straight yeah. and gay, like people are attracted to muscle and like fit guys. And the difference between, because I knew that I had a lot of self-esteem issues whenever, especially with social media, but I kind of turned that low self-esteem into motivation okay. for me to kind of not look like that, but be a better me for me.
Right.
Because, I mean, the way I'm living now, like, all those Christmas treats that you were talking about, I'm jolly 24/7. So I'm always eating and always, like, you know, I mean, eating's great.
Eating's
Please
wonderful.
Eat.
Yes, don't stop eating.
Love your body. That's all I'm saying. If you love yourself, then nothing else will matter.
Yeah, and I think a good thing to do, too, is to follow accounts that are all about body positivity. Because it's easy to follow account with someone that has, like, a smoking hot body that you're like, wow, I really wish I could be like this. And you see them traveling around the world and they're just talking about how great life is. But to follow someone that's also giving like a deep message as well, telling you, you know, that it's good to eat. Don't starve yourself. Don't try to strive to be like these people. People that will go out and openly say, hey, every body type is different. You can do these exercises. You can follow this diet routine. But just keep in mind that what I do is not going to work for you. You know, like, we're very different people. And I think that's really uplifting as well, because, you know, like, you can follow anybody on Instagram and feel like garbage while you eat your Girl Scout cookies.
While you eat garbage.
Basically. And be like, man, I want to look like this. But then you remember, wait, I'm never going to look like this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm my own person. I'm my own body. I'm going to go to the gym if you want to go to the gym. I'm going to eat healthy and I'm just going to work on me. And whatever happens, the outcome's going to be great because I tried.
And there you go, Brianna. So our next question, last question for the day, comes from Emily. And how do you deal with bad roommates? Now, for me personally, I've never had a roommate. Like, my first 2 years of college, I commuted. And when I came here to Texas State, I got a one bedroom. So I consider myself very blessed. But have you had any bad roommate stories?
I could write a book on my roommate horror stories.
Let's keep it 30 seconds.
I'm not going to give you all that information, but... yeah, I mean, dealing with roommates is really difficult, especially like whether you know them or whether you don't. I've lived with friends, I've lived with strangers. I have to say, living with strangers is honestly probably the easiest, because with strangers, you're going to be more courteous to keeping like the main living room clean. You're going to be more courteous about how to keep like the thermostat. With your friends, I feel like you'll leave the dishes and then you guys get in this huge fight, and it not only affects like your living environment, but it affects your outside like friendship environment as well.
So with strangers, did you have like a preset kind of like, hey, can we just set some guidelines real quick? Yeah. Do you feel like that's very beneficial? Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. No, you have to set guidelines. You have to be like, and the thing too, the key to it is you can't be offended when someone comes up to you and says, hey, like you've been slacking on the dishes. Hey, like, do you mind like just maybe cleaning your room a little bit? Or hey, like you keep leaving your laundry everywhere. Like, you're living with someone else. You have to be courteous of that. When someone calls you out on it, no matter how busy your schedule is, like you just have to understand, like, okay, yes, you're right. We both live in this house together. Obviously, you know, my habits don't really correspond with your habits. So maybe I should try to like figure something out to, you know, kind of work on this a little bit.
So you think it's just maybe just being transparent, open communication and setting guidelines and everybody's happy.
And everybody should be happy. Yeah. Communication is key to any relationship you have, your friendships, your roommates, your lovers, whatever. You got to have that communication down. Otherwise, everything's going to be doomed. So just don't get offended when they ask you to clean stuff. And, you know, hopefully they don't get offended either. And just keep in mind that living with strangers is so much better than living with friends, because if you ruin that relationship with a stranger, who cares? They were already a stranger to begin with.
Next.
Yeah, but your friends, it's like, oh gosh, like I actually put a lot of time and energy into this friendship, and now I'm stuck living with someone who is terrible.
There you go. So bottom line, just be open, transparent, communicate, set guidelines, and if not, next. There next. You go.
I like it.
Well, that was Spill the Tea. Thank you guys so much for your questions. Can't wait to hear them next week. Until then, you have listened to
Spill the Tea.